Golf Smarter, number 590, published on May 2, 2017, is brought to you by Radio Baseball Cards, the latest podcast from Smarter Podcasts. Radio Baseball Cards is a two-minute show with the greatest baseball players of the 20th century telling stories about their lives in and around the game. This week, Radio Baseball Cards features Hall of Famer Ernie Banks, one of the few players in history to make the Hall of Fame without ever winning a championship. But as bad as the Cubs were during his career, he still received two MVP awards. Radio Baseball Cards is now available in iTunes, the Apple Podcast app, SoundCloud, or wherever you find your favorite podcasts. 21 days to golfing freedom. Cure your slice and frustration without technical overwhelm with David DePula.
This is Golf Smarter. Sharing stories, tips, and insights from great golf minds to help you lower your score and raise your golf IQ. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter Podcast, David.
Glad to be here.
Glad to have you here because you came highly recommended from a good friend of mine who's an excellent golfer. Right?
He's a good man.
He's a good man. All right. Well, I'm glad that we've caught up with each other because you sent me what is going to be the book that you have coming out. Is it a book or a PDF? It's not long, right?
Yeah, it's an ebook. It's called 21 Days to Golfing Freedom.
And that's what we want to talk about here because it's an intriguing title to say the least. But
yes.
Let me ask you, let's get started with this. Clearly, golfers are frustrated these days. A lot of people leaving the game. They're just not making any progress. Why do you feel that golfers are so frustrated with their games?
Probably the first and biggest reason would be unrealistic expectations. It's hard to be frustrated if you don't have an expectation that it's not met. And on television and in books and magazines, the quick fix is promoted. Buy this golf club, cure your slice. Put this training aid on, hit the ball 10 yards farther. It just doesn't work that way. It gets sales for the people doing it, and I'm not questioning their sincerity, but it just doesn't happen. There are no quick fixes. So number one is unrealistic expectations. Then most golfers are trying to learn a new swing, which goes against the way human beings learn, which is focusing on club positions and body parts, and this is not going to do it. When you learn how to drive a car, when babies learn how to eat with a fork or a spoon, can you imagine, and I say this to my students, and it sounds insane, but can you imagine if a baby could understand the language of its parents, and you sat the baby down with an iPad and drew lines, said, see how your right elbow is a little off plane here when you're eating, and that's why the food is on your stomach. I mean, it's crazy. So the more technology is introduced into instruction, the worse we're getting because we're going against our naturalness. Mm.
That's so interesting.
There's many more, but those two things are the two biggest reasons for frustration, going against the way we learn and unrealistic expectations.
Yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. But you said there's no quick fixes. Do you have one?
I do not.
But we'll all be fixed by the end of this podcast, right?
Absolutely. No. So we have a program that we developed that's in line with the way humans learn. It's called the Grass Whip Method, 21 Days to Golfing Freedom. The golf swing's not going to be perfect in 21 days, but you'll be free in 21 days, free of trying to figure out your golf swing. So when you, again, get in line with the way human beings learn, and you eliminate or replace the habit of trying to figure things out with knowing there's nothing to fix or nothing to figure out, then there's where the freedom comes in. And the more freedom you have, the faster you'll move your club and the more fun you'll have. So it's all about freedom and fun. So the program's all about stop trying to figure out your golf swing because you're never going to be able to do it.
So is that what's going on? We're just trying to be too analytical about everything that we're doing?
Absolutely. So the body moves 30,000 times faster than the conscious mind. So if you were in the room with me and you threw a ball at me and I went to catch it, if I had to think about it, I would get hit in the face. Most sports are reactive. You're a shortstop. You're in the ready position. tennis, the ball's coming over the net, but that golf ball's just sitting there, and you're trying to do it with your conscious mind.
Right.
But if someone rolled the ball to you, literally the golf ball rolled it to you, you wouldn't have time to think about it. You would probably hit it pretty well just rolling on the ground. So we're thinking about it, and the brain just can't do it. So the body has to learn all on its own. It's to be given instructions. So the conscious mind is just a gateway to learning a motor skill. And then the subconscious and the central nervous system learn a skill. And then once it's learned, it's always learned.
Hmm. How did you get to this?
How did I get to this? Very good question. So I got into the teaching business about 8 years ago, and I was introduced to the golfing machine, Homer Kelly, mm-hmm. which is basically an encyclopedia. And I was super technical. I literally built, and I kid you not, a plane board where it was a big circle, plywood, and I'd be in there for hours, hours, and hours, and hours, and hours. And my students were okay. They were getting a little bit better, but not really. Then one day, about 2 years ago, I was on the driving range in Palm Desert. I was sitting in a chair just like this. I had three students in front of me. I was barking out instructions. There were six teachers to my right and two teachers to my left. And I was just sitting there, and I was like, oh, my goodness. I had this epiphany. I was literally out of my body, and I realized what was happening. The balls were going everywhere. All we saw was frustration and even suffering. And the six teachers were saying all something different. The teachers to my left were saying something different. And, of course, I was as well. And I realized it wasn't what we were saying. It's how we were teaching. As I just alluded to earlier, we're going against the way the human body learns a skill or a task. I told them to stop right there, because if I wasn't going to help anybody, I didn't want to be part of their suffering. So 2 weeks, I said, do I go back into real estate? I was ready to quit. And then I found this book on Amazon. It's a Kindle book, a great book. It's called The Golf Swing, It's Easier Than You Think by Chris Riddick. I think he's in Sweden. And he talks about how human beings can learn implicitly by giving them a task and not trying to figure it out intellectually. So I immediately said, this is it. And I emailed him, and I said to him, is there anybody who teaches golf like this? He gave me Sean Clement, whose wisdom in golf, you've already had him on the show, I believe.
Yep, long time ago.
And he's amazing. I hooked up with him about 2 years ago, and I became his director of golf for Southern California. So I'm Wisdom in Golf of Southern California. Now, what I did with his stuff, and he has all these beautiful analogies and ways to get better without thinking about how to do it, I put system to things. So he has one thing where he actually throws golf clubs. Well, I put a system to it, and I called it the launch sequence. And it was step by step by step. And that was a beautiful process. And then he had a tool called the grass whip. Now, do you know who Bill Melhorn was? Wild Bill Melhorn?
No.
He was on the first Ryder Cup, and he was friends with Harvey Pienick. And they had a grass whip as a tool to cut the grass. So they would give it to their students, and they used to joke back and forth and said, we have to stop giving these people the grass whip because they don't need us anymore. Because the tool taught them how to have a really good golf swing without trying to figure it out. So the grass whip method is uses a grass tool to start, because it's designed to cut the grass. And also, the golf club, although used to hit golf balls, is also designed to cut the grass. So what we do is we put the tool in the person's hands, the golfer's hands, give them no instructions whatsoever except tell them what the task is, which is to cut the grass in front of you with the grass whip and with the golf club. And that's it. It's done and it's over. And then we gradually introduce the golf ball and have the golf ball literally get in the way of a grass cut. Now, is it a professional tour golf swing? No, but it's pretty close. So in order to have a professional golf swing, a lot of things have to happen. But in order to have a really good golf swing that could get you a single-digit handicap, the grass whip method is all that you need. And for most people, that's all you'll ever need. Because to change your golf swing and have it look like Tiger Woods, you can do it. But you better have 6 months to a year and 5 days a week to work on it. And I can help people do that as well.
And a lot of time for your back to recover.
And a lot of time for your back and your knees to recover.
Yeah.
So this grass whip is phenomenal because it's just a tool. So we use the word tool intentionally. So there's two things we know when it comes to human beings and tools. Number one, when you learn how to use a tool, you don't use your conscious mind. You just perform an external task and then get out of the way of the body's wisdom. And then secondly, once you learn it, it's always learned. So if you learned how to ride a bike, even if you hadn't ridden in 20 years, you get back on and you already know how to do it. You may be a little rusty, but you already know how to do it. So I can say one thing definitively for any person who's taking golf lessons. They have not learned how to use the tool known as the golf club correctly. Because once you learn how to use the tool, you never have to learn how to use it again. So the 21 Days to Golfing Freedom is all about learning how to use the tool, the grass whip first, the golf club second, and once you learn it, you'll never have to learn it again. Now, there's a little bit more to it. The next program is creating golf shots. That's a whole nother program entirely. But to hit solid golf shots farther than you ever did, straighter than you ever did, the grass whip method is all you'll ever need.
I can't imagine that many students come to you saying, I want to be more consistent, right? I want more distance. But I believe they rarely come to you and say, I need to learn how to shape shots. I need to learn how to make golf shots. Even standing on the driving range, I rarely see people working the ball. They're just trying to hit a club over and over and over, hoping for one decent shot so they can move on to the other club.
Absolutely. So you make a great point. Imagine that I think in New Jersey we were 17 at the time. My father taught me how to drive, and we were in a parking lot. Now, I can't even consider leaving that parking lot and heading home until I have control over the golf car. The car. Okay. Got golf on the brain.
Yeah.
So the same thing. Because most golfers have no idea how to control the golf club or how to use the golf club, they're not even going to hit golf shots. Now, talk about Steve. So Steve came to me. We gave him the grass whip method. And the next step was having him hit golf shots. Now, all he does is he goes out and he hits golf shots all the time. So he trained himself with our help that every time he has a golf ball there, he's hitting a golf shot, not trying to fix his golf swing. So step one is learn how to use the tool. Step two, hit golf shots the rest of your life. There's where the freedom and the fun comes in.
Steve's an excellent golfer, though. I mean, this is a guy who I think he shot, 69 on his 70th birthday. I mean, this guy's good.
And but because because of the grass whip method, he's even better.
Yeah.
He had to tell you about the two holes in one back to back.
An amazing story. And he repeats it every time I see him. Luckily, there's other people with me. I'm like, Steve, I've heard this story. But briefly, the story is he was playing last month and he was playing a course down in Southern California. And right. He got a hole in one on number 9, went back to that course the next day and got a hole in one on number 9. 2 days in a row, same hole. So I asked him when we were playing the other day, I said, what are the odds of that? He said, 16 million to 1. And he did it.
And it was after the grass whip method, and it was after him learning how to hit golf shots.
Really?
Yes, because even
that's
even
a testimony.
Even though Steve was a good golfer, and he is, he still was working on his golf swing. Now he doesn't do it anymore. Now, again, all he does is when he's on the driving range is hit golf shots. Can you imagine what it would be like for any golfer 21 days from now, even if it was 42 days or 100 days or even half a year, and all you ever did when you went to the driving range or the golf course was hit golf shots? Now, that's fun.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
And that's the goal.
Yeah, and Steve is just like every shot you hear him mumbling to himself, cut the grass, cut the grass, cut the grass. So tell me about this tool, the grass whip, right? Is that what it is, the grass whip?
Yeah, can I go get you one?
Oh, really? Yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, we'll count. Ready? 1, 2, 3. It always works with little kids, right? 4, 5, they run a lot faster. 6, wait, he just, now you see, I'm recording this on video and I just saw him go by the window. So he had to go outside to go, oh, and he's back. Look at this. Okay, so now he's got a tool in his hand and it's literally a
grass whip, and this is the golf version. So this guy, Ed Currier down in Florida, makes them for us. and he has the Melhorn symbol on it. But now we're going to have Wisdom and Golf's logo on it.
Cool.
So you can get one in, I don't know if you can still get them in like Home Depot or Lowe's. So this is your whip, and all you do is just stand there and just cut the grass.
So explain that. So it looks like a golf club.
Yeah. So we have a shaft.
You got the shaft, right?
The shaft,
and at the end of the shaft, where the club head would be, it's flat, on like level to the ground, and it's very thin, and it's about what, 10 inches long, 8 inches long. I'm guessing, looking at you.
But it has some weight.
It's got some weight, and it's only about an eighth of an inch thick. So what you're, or even less. All right. So what you're trying, I'm just looking at this here and trying to describe it. So what you're saying is swing this club, your grass whip, swing the club and just cut the grass, close to the ground as possible without digging into the ground.
Yes. And because it's relatively sharp on both sides, you're going to have to come in shallow. So why is the whip so good? It teaches you to coordinate your arms and body automatically. Number one. Number two, you're going to come in shallow, and the more shallow you hit the golf ball with, the more compression you're going to get. So it teaches you a lot of things without trying to figure it out with your conscious mind. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, but you're not, it doesn't sound like you're promoting getting the divot after you hit the ball.
Oh, there'll be a divot, but it'll be a nice little razor blade divot.
Oh, so you are cutting into the ground with it.
You are cutting into the ground with it, absolutely. Although there are a lot of good players out there who don't take hardly any divots at all. Steve Stricker, one of them.
Yeah, yeah. And most amateurs, most of us weekend players, it's rare that we get a divot. It's not by design, right? It just seems like, oh, I got a good divot on that one. How did I do that? Feels like one of those things.
Yeah, so we're not trying to take a divot or not trying to take a divot. We're just literally cutting the grass and have the ball getting away. So the program is literally, not figuratively, but literally to replace trying to hit the ball and trying to, and trying to figure out how to hit the ball with cutting through the grass with this grass cutting tool, known as the golf club, and have the ball get in the way. Fred, literally have it just get in the way. Now, the reason why I said there's no quick fix is because all our golfing lives, we're trying to hit the golf ball. And then as soon as we miss the shot, we're trying to figure out what went wrong by micromanaging club positions and body parts. So the 21 days to freedom, the grass whip method, is all about systematically, and we have a system for it, to cut the grass, have the ball get in the way, and when you do miss a shot, you know there's nothing to fix. You just didn't cut the grass. You didn't stay on your task. So the golfer has to cut the grass and stay on task from the time the club starts back through all the way through the cut. And if at any time they lose their task, it's going to turn into a hit, but there's nothing to fix. So I had to go. I put someone through the program. His name was Tim, and he called me up the day. I think it was into it about 2 weeks, and he said, "Dave," he said, "I shot 77, but that wasn't the best part. The best part was when I missed a shot. I never tried to figure my golf swing out. It was just go cut the grass. That's the freedom.
That's
so
amazing.
It's intangible." But it just frees you. It literally frees you up. Can you imagine if you went out on the golf course and you never, ever tried to figure out your golf swing? Because you can't get the ball in the hole when you're playing golf swing. And most of us, and I was the worst. My girlfriend, and we're not together anymore, not because of this, but she would say before we met Sean, "I don't like playing with you because as soon as I missed a shot, I would immediately go to what was wrong, try to fix it, and I was no fun." Now we have fun when we play.
Wow.
The people who go through the method have fun when they play. So the grass whip is a fantastic tool. And remember, I'm using that word tool intentionally. The first step in the process, Fred, is we put a tee in the ground, and then we walk forward 8 feet and put another tee in the ground. And then we have the people take the grass whip and walk from one tee to the next, cutting grass back and forth as they're walking. For two reasons. Number one, it occupies the conscious mind when you're walking. Because if I just sent you this grass whip, and I'll send you one.
Thank you.
If I sent you this grass whip and you just use it like a regular golf club, you can learn how to use it, but giving instructions better. When you walk and cut, it coordinates the arms and the body so beautifully without thinking about it. So two things. One, the conscious mind is occupied and you have beautiful coordination between arms and body without trying to think about it. Step two is you take the golf club and do the exact same thing. So you walk from one tee to the next, cut grass back and forth in both directions, and the balance and the rhythm and the coordination between the arms and the body, it can't be explained. It has to be experienced. So speaking of that, what we call learning in our program and even with Wisdom in Golf is change in behavior, not some intellectual information. So when your behavior changes, you learned. So I learned I knew intellectually that cigarette smoking was bad for me, but not until I stopped and replaced it with something better did I learn, because I changed my behavior. So a golfer will immediately change their behavior when the task changes. So if your task is to hit the golf ball, your Fred's body is going to do a certain thing the way you taught yourself to do it. Some of us come over the top. Yours truly stops at the golf ball. But when you take the grass whip and then the golf club and you cut through the grass, it's two entirely different motions. And we have video evidence, and the ball also proves it to you. So when one proves it to oneself that it's a totally different motion when you cut the grass versus hit the ball, you can't even explain how good it is. It's amazing.
Is this going to be something that all of a sudden your ball flight changes and you just have to rethink how you approach each shot? I'm curious about, you know, what the impact is once you stop thinking about the mechanics and you start having fun. I love the idea because it happens all the time. And it just cracks me up when I'm playing with people and they're like, "Oh, I know what I did wrong with that one." No, you don't. You've never had a lesson in your life. Just because you watch them hit balls on television in a professional match doesn't mean you know what you're doing, right?
And even if they knew, and I know the golf swing, there's people that know it better than I, although I'm definitely a student of it. Even if a person knows exactly what went wrong, there is no way you can tell the body what to do in that amount of time, 1.4 seconds or something from start to finish.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no way. So to answer your question, what changes? The ball goes straighter and it goes farther.
Wow. That simple. And stop thinking about it.
The hardest thing, and I had a student go through the process, the hardest thing is to relinquish control.
Sure.
The conscious mind wants to figure it out. So here's a great example. So actually it was Steve's friend. Step one is, after they read the book or they get turned on to me, they either come in person for a 60-minute freebie test drive. Okay?
Yeah.
And when someone comes for the test drive, they sign up for the 3 90-minute sessions afterward. 100%. I have not one person said no yet, because it proves itself. So he comes to the 60 minutes and then there's 3 90-minute sessions. Well, he was struggling a little bit. And I said to him, he was asking me these questions. What about this? What about this? What about this? And I said, when you went home, did you do any grass cutting with the grass whip? Did you do the work that we recommended you do? He said, no. I said, you're trying to figure it out when the understanding comes from doing it. So knowledge plus the experience gives you understanding. Once you understand, you never ask another question. So I'm sure you're not asking questions of how to eat food, how to drive your car, because you understand it. What we're giving the students, or what they're giving themselves, is understanding, not knowledge. And it comes from experience. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense. But I can't imagine. So, wait, 3 90-minute sessions and you're done?
3 90-minute sessions, and if you do the work in between, you are done. Wow. Are you hitting the golf ball perfectly? No, but you have the system to do it. So week number one, module number one, you learn how to use we call it learning how to use the tool. So you learn how to use the grass whip. You learn how to use the golf club. In module number two, it's fine-tuning and it's letting go. That's the hardest part, letting go. So remember, we're replacing hitting a golf ball with cutting through the grass and have the ball getting away. So we don't talk about grip, stance, posture in week number one. We don't say how far you should be away from the ball or not, where the ball should be relative to your stance. That's week number two, fine tuning. And then week number three, by the way, in weeks number one and weeks number two, module one and module two, no target whatsoever. We don't want you to be distracted by a target. It's just cut the grass, have the ball get in the way. And then finally, once they get a little bit adept at it, then we introduce the target. And now all you're doing is cutting the grass on the way to the target, visualizing the ball flight you want. And that's it. And then it ends up with, let's say, how far do you hit your 9-iron?
125 yards.
Okay. So we would have three targets. Let's say 125, 80, and 60. You're going to have your 9-iron. You're going to cut the grass and hit all three targets. And that from that point on, it's all about target. The first 2 weeks, we never even talk about it. The third week, we introduce the target, and that's all about target from that point on. So then when you go on the driving range to hit golf shots or on the golf course when you're playing, you see your target, you get the tool that you want, and you say, how much grass cutting momentum do I need to get this 9-iron to go 80 yards?
Wow.
And you do it. And the freedom is amazing.
I can imagine. How much work is required in between each week?
It all depends on the student, but we recommend that they at least work half hour a day for 3 days out of the seven.
Okay, that's reasonable.
It's not a lot.
No, it's not. And, you know, I think that we're going to have Golf Smarter listeners have done this in the past where I will interview, literally, I had someone come from the Palm Desert area on the show, and I had people in Connecticut taking trips down there to have a lesson. Now, that's going to be tough for 3 weeks if someone's going to be traveling to you. If someone comes to you from a distance and they can't do 3 weeks, how does that work then? What do you do? Or have you not had that problem yet? Am I introducing a new problem for you?
You're introducing a new problem, but it's good because, so basically this whole process started with, again, Sean and his grass whip, and then my partner, Lori Sewell, who's amazing. I take myself first as the first guinea pig. She's the second guinea pig. Then I have a friend who's now in Calgary, but who's here for the winter. His name is Santino. He's the third guinea pig. So we develop the system, and then we bring in people for free to beta test it, and then we start selling it in person. And we haven't done it remotely yet, and we haven't done it like Steve is back in Northern California now, but he was here for a long time.
Yeah. So, he has a place down there, so he lives there for part of the year too.
What we don't want to do is rush the process. So let's say, and we're actually going to go up to Calgary and do some workshops.
Fun.
And we're still working on how to do that because I don't want to do modules 1, 2, and 3 in three successive days because you haven't done the requisite work.
Yeah.
But the people who are in Connecticut, no problem, because we're going to have an online version available. Not this Friday, next Friday.
So we're talking about the around the second week of May of 2017.
Yes, Fred. Okay. So about the second week of May, we're going to have the Grass Whip Method, 21 Days to Golfing Freedom online version, where they'll get week number one. They won't have access to week two or three. It'll be locked. Seven days later, they'll have access to module two. 7 days after that, module three. Now, obviously, we can't make them do the work.
Right.
But they're going to get the most results when they're doing the work. And then I'll be able to communicate with them via the platform that we have to help them through the process.
So we're doing this interview via Skype right now. If somebody wanted to work with you with a video conferencing or a video FaceTime or, you know, so that you can watch them, but they're hundreds, thousands of miles away, would that work? Could you do that, or do you need to physically be touching your student?
No. Because while they're performing the task, I say nothing to them, and I never touch a student.
So then you can do this remotely.
Absolutely, and there's a program. It's called We haven't started using it yet. Moby Coach.
Okay. Yep.
Did you ever hear of Moby Coach?
Yep. Yeah, I have.
So we're going to use Moby Coach, and they promise that the students won't use a lot of their bandwidth. So I can literally be in California with the iPad on the stick or on my tripod doing it while I could have one person or 10 people or 20 people or 100 people just working the grass whip method. So we haven't worked that yet. My cousin is in New Jersey, and we just do FaceTime right now. And I work with him remotely. So it does work remotely.
Oh, good.
One on one. So the people who live in Connecticut or anywhere will definitely be able to benefit from our program, no doubt.
All right. So the people that want to go online to track you down at 21 Days of Golf, 21daystogolfingfreedom.com.
Yes.
Right. So it's 2121 number, days,
right.
Days two, T-O. golfingfreedom.com, 21daystogolfingfreedom.com. What are they going to find when they get there? And again, this is, if you're hearing this, just as we're publishing it, it'll all be available probably near the end or the beginning of next week. So again, the second week of May, 2017. But when they get to 21daystogolfingfreedom.com, what do they find? What do they get?
They're going to find a landing page. Then they just put their name and email address in there. Then they'll get the book, 21 Days to Golfing Freedom, immediately downloaded. They'll have that immediate download, and they'll get an email from me thanking them for it. And then the next day they'll get another email, and I'll say, what's your handicap? Mm. So I'm going to start. It's not about getting 100 people. It's one person saying, Fred, what's your handicap? You tell me what it is, then I find out where you are, and then the next best step for you. If you're in Connecticut, I'll send you some videos where you can watch people actually doing this, because we videotaped a whole bunch of people. Videotaped, I'm old. We shot video of people going through the process. So when Steve did his 60-minute free session, we videoed that, and then the three subsequent sessions. So we have it all on video. That way people can see what's actually happening.
Mm-hmm.
And then if they're in Connecticut, they can get the online program, and if they want to, if they're here, they can do the 60-minute freebie, the test drive.
Mm. Well, you're definitely right. No quick fixes here.
And there is no quick fixes. And again, let's be really clear here. After 21 days, you're not hitting it like Tiger Woods. You're going to hit it better, but you're going to be free knowing there's nothing to fix in your golf swing. In order to control the golf ball, you have to let go of control of the golf club and yourself and just literally cut the grass. It's nothing but a grass cut. And the hardest thing to do is to relinquish the control, because it's too easy, Fred.
Wow.
It's too easy. That's the problem.
It sounds fascinating. I'm so intrigued. I can't wait to get the tool to start using it and going back out with Steve and cut the grass. Can I fire my gardener?
Because
if I'm going to be cutting the grass myself, I'm not going to need him.
You absolutely can fire your gardener.
That's good news. I can play another round of golf that month.
So how often do you play?
Once, twice a week. I try to get twice in Wednesdays and Saturdays, but it doesn't always work because of work. But,
right.
Yeah, now when it's light late, it's my favorite time of the year, because I can just start. I can tee off at 2:30 and still get or 3 o'clock and still get 18 holes in. It's the best.
It's a great game. And like you said when you first started this podcast, about 1 million people quit every year. Why? Frustration. What's the reasons? Unrealistic expectations and going against the way the body learns a motor skill. And we're just getting rid of both of those things. And the frustration goes and the skill is learned, because it's just a tool, just like any other tool. And you never try to figure it out ever.
Awesome. David DePula, DePula, thank you so much for coming on to the Golf Smarter podcast and sharing this incredible method and the idea that we can get something free out of it, which is your book, 21 Days to Golfing Freedom, Cure Your Slice and Your Frustration and Start Controlling Your Golf Ball with Zero Technical Overwhelm. I love it. Good luck, man. And I hope you get a great response from the Golf Smarter community. And make sure when you reach out to David, you tell him that you heard him on Golf Smarter. Thanks so much, David.
Great being here, Fred. Thank you very much.
So a couple of episodes ago, we spoke to Mike Weingartner and promised a video on how to create lag. Well, my golf trip to Denver was eventful, to say the least. As we played Michael's course, The Ridge, it started raining on hole number 4. And then by hole number 7, hail began to pound down on top of us until we hit the 9th green. We got into the clubhouse at the turn to dry off and warm up a little bit. And then the sun came out and we had a great day. But because the weather was not cooperating, Mike and I never got the chance to shoot the video. I'm sorry. Now, you've heard me talking about how my traveling foursome chose Denver this year because we were headed there at the end of April. Well, sure enough, it was an error in judgment because not only do we get hail on Thursday, but on Saturday we got 8 inches of snow. So we only were able to get 2 rounds of golf in on this trip, usually 3. So what do 4 guys do when you're locked in a rental house all day while it snows? Well, of course, we watch sports and movies and laughed our butts off. I wanted to give you an update about what has happened to Golf Smarter since we've shut down the premium subscriptions and opened up our archives to all of you. We had a consistent month during February, and as far as downloads are concerned, then March showed an increase in downloads of more than 70%. So I felt like, oh my gosh, this could definitely work. But last month, April, the time which we invited you to go through the archives, we had more than 4 times the monthly downloads than we did the month before. I'm completely blown away. To me, this means that you're following the lead of Golf Smarter listeners around the world who are listening to this podcast more than once per week. Thank you so much for your continued support. So remember, you can stream or download any episode from our free Golf Smarter app for iOS or Android. You can find them in iTunes, and you can find them on our website. And you can follow us and communicate with me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, SoundCloud, or wherever you find your favorite podcast. Just look for @GolfSmarter. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions, there are options. Write your comments as an iTunes review. Send me a message through the free Golf Smarter app, or click on the Hey Fred button at golfsmarter.com.